The requirement to wash one's hands after scratching one's head. How serious is this? Is it permitted to learn Torah prior to washing one's hands? Does it suffice to wipe one's hands on his shirt and the like, or does one specifically need to wash his hands with water? What if one scratches his head using an item such as his yarmulke or hat? And what if one scratches a bald spot where there is no hair? So on the list of actions that are recorded in Shulchan Aruch chapter 4, based on the Rishonim, the Budaram, the Tashbetz, the Kolboy, who all state that certain actions bring the impure spirit onto the hands and require washing with water, they list scratching the head, hamachakech bereishai, as one of the listed actions. And therefore the halacha is that anyone who scratches any area of the hair on his head with his hands is required to wash his hands with water at least one time immediately afterwards. Washing a single time suffices to remove the impure spirit. Some Paiskim, however, say that this is only required if one scratches the area of his hair that is under his yarmulke or hat. If everyone scratches the area that extends past the yarmulke or hat, since it's not under a covered area, it's not considered to have sweat and an impure spirit. Practically, however, based on the Alter Rebbe, this would not be correct, as the Alter Rebbe does not differentiate at all in his halacha between covered and uncovered areas, and rather any head scratching requires washing. And so likewise rules the Maimar Mordechai in 4:11 that scratching even the normally uncovered areas of hair require washing, unlike the Paiskim, who argue to be lenient. Likewise, while there are Paiskim who argue and say that scratching your head simply dirties the hands without any unclean spirit, so it suffices to wipe it on something, according to the Alter Rebbe, you specifically require water, as the unclean spirit does reside through scratching your hair on your head. As rules the Magen Avram, the Taz, the El Yerabba, Kiselio, Yefei Lelev, Morak Tzir, Primagadim, and other Achreinim recorded in the Kafachayim, chapter 4, Sif Katan Samach. The Achreinim point out that this requirement of washing the hands applies even if you only scratched your head with a mere pinky. Nonetheless, both hands need to be washed. Now, question. Does this requirement of washing the hands apply even if you simply touch your hair, or only if you scratch it? So the Alter Rebbe clearly rules in chapter 162.2 and 164.2 that the requirement of washing the hands applies specifically when you scratch in between your hairs. However, a mere touching of the hairs does not bring an unclean spirit and does not dirty your hands and does not require washing. The way the Alter Rebbe rules is likewise the ruling of many Achreinim, including the Yerabba, the Chaya Adam, Levushim Mordechi, the Mishneh Berurah, the Kafachayim, and others. Although the Magen Avram does argue on this opinion and says even a mere touching of the hair requires washing. Practically, as we stated, the main ruling follows that of all the above Achreinim, including the Alter Rebbe, that only if you actually scratch the hair, the head is washing required, and not if you merely touch it. Now let's discuss a separate issue regarding Torah learning. Is it forbidden for one to learn Torah until he washes his hands, or is the matter of washing the hands something independent of Torah learning, which is technically permitted even though you scratched your head? So indeed, it is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 92, Halacha 7, based on the Rashba, that it is forbidden for one to learn Torah or recite blessings after scratching the hair on his head until his hands are cleaned. However, here the emphasis is here cleaned and not specifically washed. While washing with water is necessary to remove the unclean spirit, a mere cleansing on even any material, such as your shirt or pants or table, can suffice to permit you to learn Torah. So to be clear, while as we stated, one who scratches his head needs to wash his hands to get rid of the unclean spirit, to be allowed to learn Torah suffices with a mere cleansing even without water. So let's say you don't have water available right here. You can simply wipe your hands on something and continue to learn until water is available, and then wash them properly to get rid of the unclean spirit. Now all this is regarding Torah learning. However, regarding prayer, when he scratches his head in the middle of davening, must wash his hands specifically with water. Another halacha in which we find relevance to scratching the head is during a meal of bread. One who scratches his head during a meal of bread is required to wash his hands again, just like he would do for bread, but without saying Hashem's name in the blessing, meaning he would say, Baruch Asher kedishana mitzvayso v'tzivanu anatilas yadayim. As explained in chapter 164, halacha 2 of the Alter Rebbe, and in the Seder Natilas Yadayim, halacha 17. Some general questions and answers relevant to scratching the head and the washing requirement. If one scratches his head with his wrist, must he wash his hands? So some suggest that the requirement of washing only applies when you scratch your head with your fingers. Or if you use the palm of your hand, and certainly the back of the hand, then washing is not required. So it was written in the name of the Chazon Ish. Now, is one allowed to scratch his head, his hair, using a cloth? And if so, is washing required afterwards? The answer is, scratching one's head using a cloth does not require one to wash his hands afterwards, and it's only direct contact with your fingers or hand and head that makes the Ruach Ra be drawn onto them. So certainly the best advice for someone who has an itch is to use his yarmulke or other items such as a tissue to scratch his head and thereby avoid needing to wash it. Certainly this is to be followed during a meal of bread or during prayer or while learning Torah. You don't have to make an interval to find water to wash your hands. So concludes the Yafei Lulev, brought in the Kaf HaChaim, chapter 4, Sifkot in 87. Must one wash his hands after scratching a bald area of the head? Some people have receding hairlines or bald spots. If those areas are touched or scratched, must one wash his hands? So certainly touching alone doesn't require washing, as even when there's hair, as we mentioned, touching alone doesn't require washing, and only scratching causes the impure spirit and dirtiness to reside on the hands. However, if one actually scratched the bald area, then there's room to learn that if it's under a normally covered area of the body, such as it's normally under your yarmulke, this bald spot, then perhaps you should require washing. However, practically from the Poskim, it's clearly implied that not only if the bald area is beyond the area of your yarmulke that it doesn't require washing if you scratch it, but even if it's usually under your yarmulke, it does not require washing if you scratch it, being that the washing requirement is specifically when there's scratching taking place between hairs. So those who have a bald spot can at least rejoice in the fact that those areas are no longer liable for hand washing if they scratch it. And the same, of course, would apply to a receding hairline. Now let's talk about the beard. Does the stringency of washing hands when scratching one's head also apply by the beard? And the answer is no. It's only the hair of the head that carries this impure spirit, not the hair of the beard, and therefore one who scratches his beard does not need to wash his hands at all. Does not need to clean them on anything. So concludes the Kaf HaChaim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Eish Avram, and Peiskei Dereinu.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHaRav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHaRav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.